Yes, Dennis on the text. Good sense of humour, Dennis. We appreciate that. We're just having a bit of fun here. And you played it well too, my friend. 1300 01 1170. Run home with Joel and Sats today. We're here thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. But time now for a rugby update. We do that thanks to Breakout River Meats. 100% Australian meat locally produced from Cowra in New South Wales. And the Swain Man, I believe, is live in Perth. Swainy, how are you?
Oh, it's beautiful in the Golden West here, boys. Sun's shining. It's a crisp 18 degrees. Perfect.
Jimmy Smith had coined the Swan Harbour. Did you go and see the Swan Harbour?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet, but I will. Yeah. I definitely will. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, there's more rugby lunches here. They've set a new record in Perth for rugby lunches today, boys, as well. They're everywhere. There is a bit of a buzz around town. I've just touched down, and you can already feel the rugby vibes. It's great.
Who's collecting the most checks at these rugby lunches? Who's the go-to on the rugby scene?
Oh, well, mate, like you've got your classic Wallabies racket. I reckon it's actually a tax evasion thing, the old classic Wallabies. It's fantastic. There are lots of ex-Wallabies in town, getting around town. You know, you've got your big-ticket ones, like your Eelses. And your Gregans, they're the guys that collect the big ones, I reckon, and probably Campo, I reckon, as well. Oh.
Best public speaker from rugby union, Matt Rogers.
Oh, really?
Oh, one of the all-time greats.
Really?
One of the all-time greats. He's got some amazing stories about when he went to the Buckingham Palace to meet the Queen. Yeah. And how he fed the corkies and stole spoons from Buckingham Palace. Oh,
really? Yeah. I tell you, sorry, Satsu's really good, but his best gag you can't say on air. Him and Tim went camping, hunting they went. That was the badger. Nick Cummins.
The honey badger, he's very good.
Hey, now, if you want to...
The other good one, boys, I was just going to drop in, is Andrew Mertens. He's one of the greats.
The Kiwi.
Yeah, the Kiwi. Yeah, great number 10.
Now, if
you're looking for a beer tonight, I was over there last week, Swainy, and Saturday afternoon I was wandering around, got off after being jet-lagged, 6.5 hours on the plane, and I said, I've got to go find somewhere that's playing all the footy, the rugby league, the rep rounds, and go and look for a sneaky little alcoholic ginger beer. And there's a place on the harbour down there called the Lucky Shag.
Oh.
Mm. Very good. Very good establishment. Have been there before. Been over here a few times because the Western Force, obviously, in Super Rugby, play in the Super Rugby Pacific competition. So, yeah, the Lucky Shag, one of the great establishments. Might have to check that out tonight, I reckon.
Now, you're not a man in sport if you don't go home on the red eye. Leaves at 11:55.
I'm on the 8:30 in the next morning. Oh. No, at 6:30 the next morning. I'll come straight from the tables at Crown Casino, I reckon, straight into the plane. And then have a nice sleep.
Well, Swainy, you're over there for a job, not just a junket. Set the scene for us. How's it all looking?
Oh, magnificent. Optus Stadium, just one of the best stadiums in the world, isn't it? And, look, it's been a little bit of a subdued build-up, I have to say, for this one, because normally we're looking for Eddie Jones, the England coach, to throw a few hand grenades, but he's kept them in his pocket. So it's all been a little bit quiet on that sort of front. But I reckon between now and tomorrow, we've still got 24 hours at least before kickoff, and a lot can happen in that time. So, yeah, look, hoping that it does build up a little bit. But, yeah, they've named their teams, a couple of really strong teams. They're probably the strongest that we could have named and England could have named as well. They're not going to leave anything out there, that's for sure.
The surface is going to be interesting, Swainy. Arriving over there last week, weather was beautiful. It was perfect, 23, 24 degrees. Got to Optus Stadium and the surface was diabolical. It was horrible. It was wet. It was, you saw James Tedesco sliding all over the place, usually one of the most balanced players. So it's going to be interesting what the surface is going to be like this weekend.
Yeah, oh absolutely. And when you think about the game of rugby union, the first thing you sort of think about in that respect is scrums and how they're going to hold up. So they have been told by the general manager of Optus Stadium to put their long sprigs in. Because that situation that unfolded last week and obviously with the AFL earlier in the year has been an ongoing problem. But, look, I don't think it's going to really have a huge effect on this game. The scrums is where it could affect it, but actually there's a lot of firepower out wide between these two sides. I think we're going to see a pretty expansive game.
Swainy, this is a massive series because England arrive here in the fifth best team in the world. We're the sixth, so this is a massive close series. How do you see it playing out, taking your Wallabies cap off?
Look, it's a massive series for so many reasons. That's one of them. Sugar. But I reckon that the fact that Eddie Jones is under so much pressure, he's got his back to the wall big time. They had a really ordinary Six Nations. They had a pretty ordinary Autumn Internationals before that. And they just got beaten by the Barbarians of all teams a couple of weeks ago on the way out here. I think that there's real pressure on Eddie Jones. And that's probably not the sort of situation the Wallabies really want to be facing, because when Eddie Jones has got his back to the wall, he really is one of those abrasive type of characters. So he's named a really, really strong England team for this one. I do think it's going to be close. I think it'll be a one-score game, this one. I think it'll be a one-score game. I just think that England, they've had a couple of test matches already this year. Wallabies' first test match of the year. We've got some great players in there, but they'll probably be short of run. It's going to be really, really, really interesting match, this one.
Swainy, we appreciate your time. You need to go and find the, what's it called?
The Lucky Shag.
Are you chancing going there today?
I'm foot on the way there right now. Yeah, 100%. I'm foot on the way there now. I'm just walking along the banks now, past off the stadium. Yeah. I'll be there in, I reckon, 20 minutes. Beautiful day.
Yeah, about midnight, I would have been the Lazy Shag on Saturday night.
It sounds like you're in a hurry, because you've got a bit of a heart rate up going there. But anyway,
I've got a bit of huffing and puffing, haven't I? It's uphill to up the stadium.
Lucky Shag, yeah. Excellent. Hey, Swainy, we appreciate it, mate. You can catch it all on Stan, of course. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, boys. Have a good weekend.